Hi, James.
Hi, is this Miss McLean?
Yes, it is. Madeline. Because everyone's calling me Marlene, and it's not. It's Madeline.
Oh, apologies for that, Madeline.
Yeah.
Just before I can proceed with the phone call, I just need to ask you three questions in regards to data protection. Is that okay?
Yes.
Can you just confirm to me your postal address, please?
It's Honeysuckle Cottage, Towiemoor, Keith. AB555JA.
Brilliant. And then your date of birth?
January the 30th, 1955.
Brilliant. And then finally, just your mobile number will be fine?
079-56-86-2657.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Just to confirm that you've passed data protection, and just for you, obviously, to make you aware, these phone calls are recorded for training purposes and monitoring purposes. Sorry about that. I've just given you a quick call because we've been made aware that you've tried to contact us recently, yeah. And I believe it could be in follow-up. Sorry,
James, I contacted you this morning and said, could you leave me a message on your mobile? Or could you call me?
Because
you sent me a message. I don't know what day it was. Was it yesterday or the day before?
I believe it was yesterday, yes.
Yeah. What is all this about?
So it's in regards to your Scottish redress application. So we've been sending the subject access request to local councils, NHS trusts, or possibly any organisation in body what is represented by the institutions you were placed in care.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the councils are getting back to us needing further information because how they save their records, their index, sometimes it isn't saved under as your name. It's usually your parents or maybe the local address you was in before you was placed into care.
I phoned my sister this morning, Maureen, and said, did you get a text off James? She says, no. She said, and I told her, I said, they need the address for when the mum was, 60, I was only two when I was put in the home.
Yeah, that's understandable. It doesn't have to be the full address, meaning like postcode. The local town can be sufficient enough.
Maureen said that we was registered under the home.
Under the actual care home?
Yeah, under the actual... If you get a hold of Maureen, she knows more than me. I don't... I try not to... It's just getting too out of thingy here. It's making me like a nervous wreck.
I do apologise for that, Madeline. It's obviously not our intention to cause you any distress.
It's just it's bringing all memories back. And I was only two when I went in there. I actually found a photo. My sister gave me a photo a few months ago when we was in the home and the papers were coming to see us and take pictures of us. I've got the picture here if you want me to send it.
You could possibly send that to us. It will obviously help your application when it comes to providing all the information to the panel.
Well, the papers came to take photos of us. We had to go into a box, find some nice clothes for the picture. And my sister sent me it back, 2 years ago. And I said, who's that? She said, that was you when you were in the home.
Okay, so I'm just going to see if I've already, because you said you've spoken to your sister Maureen.
Yeah.
To see if I can find the information there.
Maureen Reed.
Maureen Reed, yeah.
And the thing is, James, the last time I heard from you was 2 months ago. You told me that you'd keep updating us.
I do apologise for that. It's just we've currently been going through a massive backlog in our Outlook in relation to these SAR requests. It's usually a month of a deadline we give towards these local councils. But as you could possibly understand, a lot of people have been sending subject access requests in relation to the Scottish Redress Scheme. So obviously that creates the domino effect of them having a backlog as well. So it can take up to 3 months for them to be able to complete our request. And
it's then just Sarah phoned me from that other place. She phoned me and asked me questions.
Sarah from the other place, could you just clarify what you mean in relation to that, please?
She just asked me, was I in a nursing home, things like that, and what happened.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What had happened, but I didn't give her enough. All I said was, me and my sister was playing in the shed, and Julia was the mummy, and I was the baby in the pram, and we got locked in, and the fire engine was brought. It went on fire, and we were in there.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get out.
At the moment, we're... not going to be calling you in relation to anything to describe any details.
Oh, yeah.
That would only come about when we do our witness statements. But when that comes about, we'd ring you beforehand just to clarify what date and time is best for you, because obviously it would be a bit of a lengthy phone call and it can be a bit distressing and discomforting. Just so you are aware, if you prefer, you can speak to a colleague who is a woman if you're not comfortable with speaking with myself or another man in regards to your witness statement.
Okay.
So I can make a note of that if that's something what you'd like to do for the future. But the reason is for the phone call when I tried to contact you yesterday was just in relation to your parents' address before Kurt, and obviously your parents' names. With you confirming your sister being Maureen Reed.
Maureen. E-E-N, Maureen.
Yeah, that's correct. I've just looked at her file now and I have made a note of the information that I requested from her, so I can use that as well in relation to your file. So I'll be able to go through and try and get these subject access requests to be in progression so we can get your information as quickly as possible for you.
Well, my father's name was Charlie McLean.
Yeah, that's what we've got on record as well.
Jackie McLean.
Yeah, brilliant.
Ordered.
Yeah, that's correct. That's what we've got. I'll go through and deal with that now.
And the address, I have no idea, but Maureen said we was registered. That is where we was registered, at the home.
Okay, brilliant. That's fine. I'll be able to use the town of Inverness to clarify with the local council so they're able to locate your records, because obviously of the time of when you was admitted to Kerr, they need to do a very thorough deep dive into obviously all the records that they do hold currently.
And can I just say that my sister Jean,
yeah
she was saying that we went in there twice. Yeah,
if that is obviously correct, we will be able to see that within the records, you know, when they provide us with all your data. So we'll be able to obviously mention that and put it in with alongside your application before it gets sent to the panel. But as I said, the only time we'll contact you next is in relation to the witness statement, and that'll be when we have all the data records in relation to yourself or your sisters, for etc. Sorry, say that again, the line cut out.
Have you applied for all our records yet? Because that takes 6 months.
Yeah. So as I said, we have sent data subject access requests on your file specifically. We currently have got 4 out and we've received one back, which is from Highland Council. So the process for sending data subject access requests, so it's usually a month period where they have to reply to our subject access request. But sometimes they can apply for an extension. So that extension usually is a maximum of 3 months.
Okay.
So once we're in receipt of all your data subject access requests, what we've sent on your behalf, we'll review it and then we'll give you a phone call in regards to the witness statement, see when is best, what date is best available for you and time, and then we'll then proceed with the phone call. If it wants to be with either myself or if you'd rather it be with a female colleague, that's perfectly fine. Whichever makes you more comfortable is what we're more bothered about.
No more emails, James. I'm terrible. My daughter's away, so she deals with all that. And at the moment, she's away for a few months.
Okay, no problem. We'll continue. If we're going to try and contact you, we'll just give you a phone call. Is that preferable?
That would be better.
No problem.
Handle these emails and everything. It's just too upsetting.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. I can understand that. Moving forward, we will only contact you via the phone.
That's lovely. Thanks a lot, James.
No problem, Madeline. Well, I hope you have a lovely day.
Thank you. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.